Is your plant running flat out? Are you sick and tired of replacing electrolytes? And do you often think things like this? I don't have time for preventative maintenance or training. If you can't get color, if you're stopping to clean your plates, if you have rejects, if you're frustrated with the short lifespan of your electrolytes, this podcast is for you. We're going to discuss how you can prevent some of those things. And I want to show you the positive impact that your plant can have on downtime, quality, and cost by taking two very simple steps in the right direction. Now, we all know, regardless of what industry you work in, quality is required in order to consistently satisfy your customers. So, with that in mind, let's get right to it. How do we maximize consistency and uptime, and at the same time, ensuring that we're squeezing the highest value we can out of our investments? So, while there are a lot of variables that contribute to measurement criteria, and we really do need to understand each one in order to properly audit our press room, we're going to talk about one specific one, as you may have guessed, the Analux roll. And we're going to focus on the reasons for Analux roll issues and what you can do to fix those issues. So we're going to start and take it one step at a time. So step one, training your operators. So what you want to ensure is that from the moment of installation throughout the life of your Analux roll, that it's living up to its highest potential. That's the goal. And we can start to understand how this is possible by defining what we see as when a roll arrives at one of our six facilities to be re-engraved. So the top three reasons that we get rolls back to our facility to be re-engraved is when we see damage. That's one reason. Damage from doctor blades or improper chamber adjustment, and then of course there's always the L-shaped indentation pointing to an Allen key, and this damage directly indicates that training is needed. Someone is not caring for the rolls properly. Care maintenance seminars that Pimarco offers or other industry leaders also offer training, and you can get the skills that you need to know how to care and maintain your rolls properly. Training alone can save thousands of dollars in downtime and other costs that are associated with damage. The second thing is corrosion. That's another reason why we see rolls come back to our facility to be re-engraved. And we recommend specific cleaning chemicals and methods to make sure that you're getting the most out of your Analux roll. If these recommendations aren't followed, there's a much higher probability that your roll will have corrosion or, issues that come along with that. Pimarco has several levels of corrosion treatments that can be utilized to build up Analux resistance to corrosion. Of course, as the protection level increases, the cost increases as well. So no matter what we or any other Analux manufacturer does, these treatments can only extend the life of the Analux roll if the operator continues to use cleaning chemicals or procedures that aren't really best practice for Analux rolls. So you want to make sure that you address the issue and not just band-aid it. In a recent conversation regarding plugged rolls, I was told of a technique that involved the application of a really high pH cleaner and wrapping the wet roll in plastic and then letting it sit over the weekend. Another roll cleaning method I've heard of is using oven cleaner. In both cases, the roll was definitely cleaned, but the end result is that it shortened the life of the roll. It caused blistering, to the ceramic. And it could take 24 hours, it could take a weekend, it could take 6 months, but it will corrode faster than it should. Pimarco can help you extend the life of your investment, and the goal is, again, from the beginning of this podcast, is to get the most out of it, the highest value out of it. So if you are taking care of it, you can prevent, with proper cleaning techniques, you can prevent this corrosion. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Pimarco would be happy to help you with that and getting a longer lifespan with training and with teaching you about proper cleaning methods and using proper cleaners. All right, the third reason we see rolls back in our plants for re-engrave is wear. All Analux will require replacement at some point. There's no lifelong Analux. Most often, this is caused by the expected abrasion that takes place in the normal operation of a flexo or die cutter. Doctor blade choice, chamber settings, and press settings all play a large part in increasing or decreasing the life of an Analux. And while training and proper maintenance make a big difference, we do want to discuss how that can help as well. And what we want to do is extend the life of the roll as long as possible. So while wear is going to happen, because when you're using the roll, it's just the natural result, we want to make sure that we understand where the intellect roll is in its life cycle so we can plan for re-engraves and prevent last minute rushes. And so the most often used rule is to schedule replacement when the volume drops by 12 to 15% from your targeted VCM. If you're starting to see a theme here, good. There is definitely a theme. Wear and damage are all going to happen. How soon and how badly is up to you. There are things you can do to prevent some of those, but eventually your roll is going to wear out and you are going to have to replace it. Corrosion can be prevented by following guidelines, by taking simple step of training operators. You're taking the power back into your hands to make your investment count. The knowledge that you find in step two, however, is as important as training your operators. And that is directly related to the reason that we receive rolls back. If you understand the condition of your intellect roll, you'll be able to plan better for replacing it. So step two, after you train your operators, is understanding your intellect roll's condition. And how long does an intellect roll last? How is yours doing? What can you expect from it? To help you understand these very specific questions, we're going to talk about the intellect's life cycle and determine its overall condition. Pomarco uses audits, and we have an extensive audit role program where we'll audit a customer's complete press room, and that means every analog's in and out of the equipment, so even if you have spares, you want to get those audited as well. And sometimes you can't shut down production, and we don't want you to, so we'll work around schedules to avoid disrupting your production time. Our audit process gives you the ability to truly understand the condition of your rolls. The report includes a photomicrograph of the roll with details on volume, depth to opening ratio, wall width, and condition. And over the past 10 years, we have audited well over 70,000 rolls. So we definitely have the experience, and we've definitely seen just about everything to be able to say that nearly 65% of those rolls show some degree of plugging. And that's important because the audit process and detailed report are great tools to help your maintenance and quality department identify problem areas and take action instead of continuing to use rolls that just need to be cleaned. Once the problem is discovered, and preventative maintenance and operator training can help ensure smooth production in the future. So let's take another look at those figures. 70,000 analog rolls, 65% have lost volume from poor cleaning, 25% show wear, and 10% show damage. So while step one and step two, training and knowing the condition of your rolls, are great ways to increase your production levels while keeping costs down, engraving technology is the real key to life and consistency. We can't have a discussion on maximizing the life of analog rolls without talking about the manufacturing process, because it does matter how your roll is manufactured. Pomarco takes great pride in building each roll to guarantee that you're getting the most out of your investment. Whether you're running Langston or MHI, we build and we rebuild our analog rolls to OEM specifications. Precision of this provides you with the best performance, and it guarantees that the analog doesn't slow you down. We use the latest technology in plasma and diamond stone polish, the ceramic to exact tolerances before laser engraving. Then we use the latest 500 watt fiber optic laser technology and software to carve the desired cell type, LPI, and volume. And this is important because without precision, you will not have a consistent engraving. By starting the final process of machine diamond film polishing with the ideal engraving, we're able to polish to an exact volume and deliver the best roll. In addition, the diamond machine film process ensures a flat surface with uniform walls and a well-defined cell structure. This allows for rapid doctor blade set-in and uniform ink metering. We build with the same consistency roll to roll, so whether you get a roll from one of our U.S. facilities or our facility in the U.K., each plant has access to our database so that they can see the engravings that each plant are doing, and they're able to maintain consistency across the board. And laser settings and the final roll results of every roll produced in any plant are monitored This means that regardless of where you get it, we can duplicate any engraving. And this comes in conjunction with a knowledge base consisting of press variables, board type, and print requirements. I'm going to include a chart with this podcast of some recommendations for how to select your screen count and your volume, and that might be helpful when you're trying to specify your next analytics role. And if you have any questions as you are getting ready to do that, or if you'd like to talk to Marco about setting up a cleaning and maintenance program, just use the contact information included with this podcast. My name is Katie Graham, and you can also email me at Katie, K-A-T-I-E dot Graham, at pomarco.com, and we'll be sure to get you set up. Thanks for listening.